Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
BTSL back on The Fan. Time for a little 3RQ, three random questions.
Okay. At this point, make it as crazy as you want.
There's some tricky stuff in here. I just want you to have some fun with it.
That's a little funnier, Sally.
Three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Number one, I don't know if you've seen this before, but there was, I think it was like an AI fake thing on social media. Yeah, I know. Breaking news. But there was stuff going around with Juan Soto. And
when he was celebrating?
No. It was Juan Soto and Ms. Khalifa.
Okay? Yes, I did see this.
You familiar with her work?
Yes, I am.
I am as well.
Yes.
Would I say Mia Khalifa.
I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Mia Khalifa, yes.
Yeah, really, the name doesn't matter. Does it? Keep going.
No, it doesn't. So question one. Would you date a porn star? I'm not talking about now being married. I'm talking about just in general.
No.
If you were single, would you date a porn star?
No. No. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah,
well, I'd prefer not to get diseased out by the time I'm 22.
Oh,
so I'm going to start with that.
Just saying.
I mean, listen, it is what it is. It's free reign here, Sal.
Well, if you practice safely, then you should be okay.
I know. That would be number one. Number two, but really, I think the real thing is, from an ego point of view, I don't think that I'd be as good as they're used to. They're porn stars,
so
man.
What? I mean,
think about
the
what
thing.
They're used to.
You could learn a lot from that.
Or I could get left out of the bedroom.
I'm
pretty confident.
I mean,
I'm not a porn star. You know.
So what?
Nah.
In this hypothetical, porn star wants to be with you. Like, you're forming a relationship.
Okay, and what if she's wants to marry me? Wants to date me?
No, I'm not saying date.
Or
I said, would you date? In this hypothetical, Hoff, so you know what I'm talking about here? You've seen
he's on the phone. Yeah,
have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw.
It's circulating on social media it's Soto.
It's him
fake.
Holding hands. Yeah, it's definitely fake.
Okay,
it's him holding the hands with...
With Mia Khalifa.
Yes.
You are familiar with her work as well.
I'm very familiar with her work, yes.
I think I'd give it a spin.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, well, maybe I shouldn't say that.
There's a lot of things that could happen.
It's a good point.
I'm pretty confident. Mm. I don't know if I'm that confident.
It's nothing to do with confidence.
No, but it does. For me, it does. That's
you
part of the...
You gotta let that go, man.
I don't know if
fun.
I could. I mean, that's part... What if you don't perform?
On. Are you telling me that we're not professionals nowadays? I mean, come on. We're old enough. We're professionals.
Speak for yourself, man.
Oh.
I've never been. I'm always just like, I care about me. I'm sorry. That's just, you know what I mean? I mean, certain spots, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but. All right, number two.
I mean, the porn star is not appealing to me.
All right.
It is not. You know what I'm saying? Watching it is different.
20 years ago, I think we'd all have different answers. Now, Barrett,
you think definitively yes?
I would have totally dated.
It would have been much more yes back in the day.
I can understand
at a young age.
Yeah, like if you're, I guess in this AI hypothetical, if you're Juan Soto, that's where the question comes from.
No, of course,
about you
of course,
or me.
Of course.
If you're Juan Soto or somebody of that stature, would you date a porn star?
Yeah, Juan Soto's like, also jacked. He's ripped. I mean, yeah, I'm thinking about me and my 52-year-old body, which, by the way, is not bad, but it's not what it was when I was 20-something.
If I'm Juan Soto, I'm doing whatever I want. So
yeah,
I mean,
that's true, too.
All right, and it's not just any. In this particular case, we're talking about Mia Khalifa. Anyway, all right, number two.
Yeah.
It all ties in here. What's the, and now I want you to have fun with this and answer this carefully. What's the worst part of being married?
The worst
part. Be careful, because this is a minefield here. We're
doing difficult
things.
Yeah, especially since our wives are probably on edge these days.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't think I have to give it too much thought. And I'd really like to be funny, but I can't force it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I think the worst part is that you're no longer on your schedule. That's the reality of it,
that's
man.
That's a good answer.
You know, like growing up, like, you know, before marriage, you know, when I was living in Manhattan, I know you lived in Manhattan as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd wake up, I'd get in my car, I'd drive on the Palisades, go play golf, you know, meet my buddies from college, do whatever, come back, go out, sleep in, order in. You literally do whatever you want. And even now, I miss the hell out of them, really. But I got back from Dallas on Sunday, and they stayed an extra day and a half. So that when they got back, so I had a full day by myself. And I'm not going to lie to you, I enjoyed it. I mean, I just sat there. After I did my work, I vegged out. I watched some Netflix. I ordered in. I watched the G-Men get their asses roasted on national TV. And I didn't have to answer to anybody.
Right.
And I would say that now, I miss them, but that's probably
strong,
the one.
Strong answer. Hoff, you want to partake in this?
Oh, I'd love to. Don't ask me a question that you know the answer to, and don't ask for advice that you already know what you want to do.
So how would you say that? Is that the worst part is that...
Yeah, don't ask me questions. Just
you don't want to be asked.
Don't communicate to me.
Don't talk to me.
Don't speak to me. Don't look at me.
Don't bother me.
Don't touch me.
If you already know what's something you want to do, like, hey, what do you think about this room? Do we need to fix anything? And I say no. And then she'll tell me that, no, we have to rearrange everything. Well, then why'd you ask me? Just tell me to do something.
So the worst part about being married, Hoff, is talking to your wife. We get it.
We got it. All right, this should be an interesting doozy here, Sal.
I have one here.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I love my wife.
Now he's going to preface it.
I don't love listening to stories about things I just don't care about.
Expand.
You know, I mean, do I really have a lot of things? Now, sometimes it's great and you have to be in ear and supportive, but there are a lot of times I'm like, And my head is just
not even listening.
It's everywhere else.
Yeah, I do the same thing sometimes.
Stuff about, you know, her friends and what they're doing. I'm like, I don't even really care about what you're doing, let alone what your friends are doing. So it would be to me having to pretend to care about things that I don't necessarily care about, but because I want to be a supportive,
the good husband that you are. Now, doesn't that kind of fall to my realm very loosely translated, like, not being on your own schedule, that's a loose translation because you're no longer on your schedule when you are forced to listen to things
right.
that you just don't want to listen to.
Right.
Now, I hear you.
And if you don't listen to them, then it's going to just start a fight.
So then, issue.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to take it on the chin and just be like, all right, let me wear this for the next, hopefully, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not that good at faking it like that.
Me neither.
I've got a time limit on that.
Difficult part.
Yeah, it is a little bit like, I am very good at being able to do 9 things at once. And that comes from what you and I do for a living.
Yeah.
Like, I can, I don't like to do it because with social media it might look disrespectful, but I can literally look at my phone, get ready to prepare my next thought, know what read I have coming up, provided Dove tells me which is the right read and not the wrong one, listen to you all simultaneously.
When does that happen? Right. Wait a second.
Yeah, never. It's always
Dove
on me. I'll take the
collateral damage here. Shrapnel.
She can't do that. It is one singular thing. Like, she will be on her phone. And I'm not saying she's sitting there looking at Instagram, swiping, and being lazy. Like, she might be doing something for work, right? Or maybe with her mom. She is not able to juggle 2 things at once. And I'm very good at that. And then, like, the other thing I'm very good at, well, some would actually argue I'm incredibly long-winded, which I know at times I am. But
no.
I know. I own it. Yes, at times. But when it's time to get to the point, I will get to the point fast, succinct, and there will be nothing nebulous about what I'm saying, right? And she doesn't do that quite as well. It's like the extraneous turns and the... Just get to the store. What do I need to know?
And I've said that before, and that does not go over.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'll even say, come on, yeah. Like, if I'm really good. That's even worse. Oh, she hates when I do that. But she's pretty good with that for the
last
most part.
Yeah. The best part about being married.
Look at you. You are your psychologist Sally today.
Yeah.
I would say the best part of being married, this is going to sound incredibly corny, but it's having somebody who has your back that under every circumstance. And I've got a couple of best friends that I know that I can call, all right, in times of need. Hey, guys, I'll be calling you later.
Yeah.
Obviously, my parents, thankfully, they're still alive and healthy. Call them, great relationships with them. You know, I believe, and yeah, I'm sure for a month it will be fun, and you go out there and you're single and you do whatever you want to do. I find great comfort in having a very stable, very loving, very reliable home base that I think at this age without that, I think I would be very unfulfilled. So that's the most honest answer.
I agree 1,000%. And as much as we joke about our wives or I'll poke fun at my wife and say, you know, the struggles or this or that, there's nobody that I'd rather be with in my life than my wife. And to have her support no matter what, knowing that we're together no matter what, that is why you get married. That is why it's imperative you pick the right partner. And I wouldn't trade her for anybody else. And no matter what happens, it's great to have her as my teammate.
Attaboy. That's awesome. Good for you, man. And the thing that, you know, and I haven't been around her much, but spent some time with her when we went to your house. Hoff was there at the barbecue. You guys came over when we were first paired up. We had a barbecue to kind of, you know, welcome the relationship. She's like my wife. She's a pit bull. She's a pit bull. She's going to have your... Like, it's one thing to say, she's got my back. Yeah. She's going to have your back, and so is mine.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get some calls in here. Chris is in Bay Shore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
That's good stuff. I kind of feel like the older brother you probably don't have. I've been married 32 years, and it really... It's great, and it evolves. You got to give it... You know, it just kind of takes different shapes and always stays positive, but you'll see as your kids get older, everything kind of changes for the better too, for the good. But anyway, a couple of things. Sal, you know I like to give you some TV references. You got to see Death by Lightning on Netflix. It's awesome.
Death by Lightning. Okay, might have some free time. Death on Netflix. What is it? Death by Lightning.
Does that mean what I think it is? Are people getting hit by lightning and dying?
It's a bio. I'm kind of a President nerd, but it's a bio on James Garfield, who was president for like 4 months.
I heard
Boomer talking about that, saying it was very
really,
good.
It's very. You know what? You know what's great about it? The two guys that are in it are great. And it's only 4 shows. You can watch it in like a day or two. It's great.
You know, who else like loves that. It too?
Evan.
Evan loves it.
He's a president geek.
Yeah. That's the president thing. Yeah. So it's a great show that way. But listen, I got something I want to run by you. What about because there's some rumors going around that maybe with the Yankees first baseman next year will be Bryce Harper, and maybe kind of as a result of some of the comments, he's not happy And that, you know, I've been hearing maybe a Harper for Rice and Warren kind of deal. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man, I love Bryce Harper.
Oh, that's not happening. God. Didn't it get shot down already? I don't know where you're getting these rumors from.
It did, but doesn't mean something can't be, you know, reignited with a meaningful conversation.
No, no. Now it's coming back to me. Who's the GM of the Phillies? Dombrowski?
He's the one who shot it down, right?
Yeah, he said they had their little issues, and then he said, we're not trading Bryce Harper. So that's it. There were rumors a while ago. That's done.
Yeah, I know what he said. I remember him basically denouncing any viability to that, for sure. It takes one call from Cashman, an interesting arm, an interesting player, an interesting proposition, a Jazz, a Rice, whatever it might be. I'm just throwing stuff out there that maybe could sway Dombrowski from what appears to be a pretty definitive position. I just, you know, Bryce Harper, God, I love the guy. I love his energy. I love him, right? But 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what? The money's not even horrible. 5 more years, 27, 27, 23, 23, 23. You have the conversation.
Nate is calling from Jersey City. What's up, Nate?
Nate Dog.
Hey, guys. Love the show. So one of the biggest fights I ever got in with my wife 5 years ago, and I still hear it. She was telling me a story, and I had about 19 twists and turns, which had nothing to do with the ending of the story, and I rolled my eyes. And she said, what? I go, can you just please talk to me like you're sending me a text?
Yes. Please just hit send finally and let me get it.
That's a great way to put it, Nate. Oh, he hung up. What happened? Is all I must have?
No, she hung up. She killed him.
Nate, we hope you're okay.
Come on, Nate.
From everybody here at the BT and Sal show, we hope you're okay with that. But yeah.
Well, let's be honest, man. I mean, I'm not going to say every man. I'm not going to say every married man. I will say the overwhelming majority of married men go through what we just explained that week. Because you know what? We're wired one way and they're wired a different way. And you have to be. Because if we were wired the same way, number one, you'd probably never leave the house when you're young, for sure. And, like, it just wouldn't work. But you have to be different.
But we love having
them by our
side.
Sometimes different is frustrating. Yeah. You're going to say something different.
Well, no, I'm saying but. No. But we love that. We got to deal with that.
Nah, there's no question. You know, I just couldn't imagine being like on a holiday, being alone, especially the elements of kids. No, I mean, it's just, it's a trust. It's a trust that I value. I know you do as well.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue the conversation with your calls, whether it's baseball, hot stove, the Giants, or if you have some issues with your wife or what. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.